Well, good morning, friends, and welcome to Good Morning Live. As you can see, it is our very special guest edition that I'm calling the Year of Jubilee. Let's welcome my beautiful wife, Sarah.
Hi.
And of course, this is our, week and a half?
Yeah, about.
Week and a half old Jubilee Ann Epperly. So this is her. I've been telling her all day. It's her big TV debut. So here she is. So we want to welcome her. So thanks so much for joining us today. If you can chat in, let us know where you're watching from. We'd love to connect with you. And so I know we're coming on a little bit later today, but I forgot to announce yesterday that this upcoming week, we're going to go live, but every day at 8:30 instead of 8. That's because I'm still doing morning school drop off. So I can't get here by that. And of course, you're probably saying, well, it's after 8:30 today. I know. It's been a few days since we've, or really a few weeks since we've used the studio. So it's just all kind of stuff. Oh, no. Yeah, she's awake. So anyway, but you don't care about any of that. You care about this little girl right here. Yeah. All right. So you'll watch us back one day.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming on with me.
Yeah.
Yes. So, how you been?
Good. Five kids and life kind of keeps going on.
Yeah. So, all right, it's funny. It's a funny thing because really her due date is not actually until this upcoming Wednesday. So, how'd she get here so early?
High blood pressure. I'm okay with that though, because it was towards the end. So a couple weeks early, we're okay with that.
Yeah, well, take us back, because anyone who's been around a little bit knows that Sarah wanted one more, and I have kept saying that I had not heard God on that. But lo and behold. So start back on how you convinced me that one more was right.
So, I was trying to work it out that we have one more. I didn't feel settled in my spirit that we were done having kids, but Jimmy felt pretty settled. So I was sitting in church listening to him preach one day, and we were still kind of tossing the idea around and nothing. Stone, yeah. And he had I forget what passage he was preaching from, but he had said the phrase "Year of Jubilee," and instantly in my head I heard the Lord say, you're gonna have a daughter, and so that was it was done in my mind. And so in true Sarah fashion, I walked up to him after church and I said, listen, the Lord has spoken, told me we're going to have a daughter and her name's going to be Jubilee. And here we are almost a year later.
Yep.
And here's Miss Jubilee.
Miss Jubilee Ann Epperly.
His shock, I don't beat around the bush with things. I just told him that the Lord spoke and it was happening. So get on board.
I'm glad I did look at her, and she's perfect. So yeah, so she's the smallest of all of our kids, which is obviously she was a little bit earlier than normal. Yeah, but so that's been a little bit of a change. I don't know. Just most of our kids are like
more towards 8. Was 6'2", and they dropped their from their birth weight that first week after, so she had dipped down and 5-pound range, which all her newborn, nothing fit her. She was kind of swimming and everything. We're just now starting to fit in things, just barely. So, yeah, that's been difficult. Not difficult, but just.
Yeah, I've been telling her that coming on to do TV with Dad because it's sweeps week and we got to get our ratings up. So. No, but yeah. So, she came at 4 something in the morning, And I was hoping for mid-afternoon delivery just because it helped with the family and kids and stuff. But he came when she wanted to, but it was an eventful time, yes, wasn't it?
Went out with a bang with this one, yeah. For the last one. It was.
And so now I, after all of this, and she could fill you in on all the drama of all what I had said, I walked up to her and I said, how do you feel about one more? I just wanted to test what she was, where she was at. I knew where I was at. And she said, no.
I've heard from the Lord, and
that's we're done. It. Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. I remember when we first got married and had a kid or two, I don't remember, but I remember getting ready to go down to the beach, and I brought my book and my earbuds. And I thought, well, yeah, you're going to read, you're going to listen to music.
No, it's just Jeremiah.
And she said, I don't know why you're bringing them. You're not going to be able to use them. And it was like kind of that awakening that, oh, that's right. This is going to be different. So I brought in my laptop into, you know, the delivery room because, you know, sometimes it takes forever. And I thought I'll be working on stuff. I got all this extra time to do whatever. And lo and behold.
It's not a dull moment.
Not a dull moment.
To be had.
And so it was like almost crisis after crisis. First, her hand was down. And then heart rate issues and just everything that you could imagine. So, but then she was here.
A little backstory with the delivery. I don't know who knows or doesn't know, but I have a very, very, for me personally, natural, not play. So I was, you know, ready, give me the epidural. The epidural did not. So I did.
Let me interject. I gotta be careful what I say. Yeah, I know a lot of you ladies are watching. But 4 out of 5 of our kids, this Jubilee was the only one that it didn't happen to. Every other kid, the anesthesiologist person who, you know, does the epidural, pulled me aside and asked, does your wife have a drug problem? Because we've given her the max amount that we can possibly give. And she said she still feels things. I have to tell them, no, she doesn't have a drug problem. I promise. She just has a low pain tolerance.
Low pain tolerance and the fear of pain.
Yes.
Mixed in.
So she says she had a natural birth. I say they gave her the max amount of pain medicine. No,
it did not take.
That's what she said. Again, I'll err on your side. I'm not going to be the bad guy here, but
yeah. So then they weren't sure if she had flipped, and then they broke my water, and then it turns out I have too much amniotic, so that kind of slowed things down.
Welcome to Good Morning, God. I don't think I've ever thought you.
Sorry, men. Any men?
Tone it down a little bit.
More geared towards like breakfast time. The women. And you know, Jimmy had missed getting the epidural, which was traumatic for me, as I was like ripping the shoulders off of a nurse, and not him during that. And so, anyways, they, you know, she came in one push. And thank the Lord she was so tiny, because that did help with the pain of it all. And so it's like, all right, thank you, Jesus, she's here. Mom and baby are safe, or we're doing good. So let's move on to the next recovery. I had sent Jimmy home at around 6 so he could be there to get the kids up for school, and he was gonna come back. After he dropped Bob off at preschool. And so he walks in the room at around 10. And I'm sitting there. I'm eating breakfast. He walks in and I said, do you want to feed the baby? So he takes her. And I mean, no sooner did I take a sip of the coffee that he had brought me that it just escalated.
Keep it PG for Good Morning Live.
I'm trying.
She was hemorrhaging.
Yeah. We didn't know it at the time. So I felt something. I called for the nurse. And she came in, they get me to the bathroom, and Jimmy, just from the outside, is just hearing this conversation where I'm, you know, yelling that something's not right, and the nurse is yelling, oh no, that's not good. And
I'm just laughing because I thought,
he doesn't know the extent of what's happening.
What a conversation to overhear.
At that point, a lot of blood had been lost. And so this nurse, her name was Tina, by the way. She opens the door, and she didn't have time to push a button. She's just screaming for other people to come in. They get me back to the bed, and at this point, it's so they lay me back, and I could sense the panic in the nurses, and so that's when I knew that it wasn't normal. And I was starting to go in and out of consciousness, a lot of loss so fast. And I was trying to look at Jimmy, and I look over at him, and he's sitting there with the baby. Just kind of.
Listen, the nurses said I did a good job.
He did a great job.
I had my own inward panic because I knew they're putting IVs in her. The doctors are yelling and stuff. And I'm thinking, it's been a long time since I fed a baby. I thought, I forget how to burp them. So that's my panic, is how am I going to burp this baby?
Yeah. So, but no, he did great. He didn't say comments. Because there was a lot happening. And I was trying to stay calm. But I was just going, I mean, the nurses were arguing with each other. They didn't know what to do first on me because a lot was happening. There was one nurse that stuck out to me, that she just, we have a nurse here. Very strong leadership skills. She reminded me of our friend Brandy. Just great, took charge. And I thanked her afterwards in passing for making me feel more at peace about things. So then, I mean, all of this is a matter of, and so they just, they're screaming, go, go, go. And they are running me down the hall. And it was very traumatic. And yes, you know, it was traumatic.
Getting her upset.
There was this moment of where I thought to myself, okay, I have 2 minutes left. Think, like, what goes through your head 2 minutes before you're going to be put under for an emergency surgery that you're praying, you know, believing for you're going to come through it, but you just don't know. The nurse probably thought I was crazy, just mumbling stuff. But I remember saying, I kept going, Jesus, I love you. I love you, Jesus. And then the last thing before they put me under, I said, Lord, please let me see my kids again. If not here, then in heaven. And then I was put under. And so that was my last thing that I prayed to the Lord, just that if I didn't ever see my kids again, that I would see them in heaven. And so thankfully I came through, and in through Epperly fashion, always, you know, find the humor in the dramatics. I remember I hadn't opened my eyes yet, and they had wheeled me back into the room where Jimmy and the baby. And I felt something touch my foot. So I opened my eyes, and there was his sister, Jen, just standing over the bed. And I remember I kind of like went back a little bit, because I was just was not expecting to see
her. Is this heaven or hell?
So I wasn't expecting to see her. So we were laughing about that. So it was very fast. As quick as it happened, it was over. And thank God we're here and we're healthy. And they let us go Sunday, last Sunday. And we've all been. So
that's the birthing story.
It was.
Any husband knows that I obviously good thing, but every wife will remember exactly their birthing story for each kid. And I'm like, wait, where were we at? What happened? What year was that? I don't remember.
Yes. Well, it's one I will never forget about you.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you all for your prayers and giving us the grace as we've been not doing the Good Morning Lives. And but yeah, so I thought as a welcome back to our Good Morning Lives, I'd bring Miss Jubilee Ann on so y'all can meet her. So this is her first time at church, first time doing TV. So yeah, and all the other ones have been adjusting pretty well. They all had sleepovers at families' houses and that helped kind of ease all of that. And
yeah, and just a thank you to our immediate family for stepping up. Because when all that was happening, Jimmy still managed to make sure Bob was going to get picked up from school, that there was someone to pick up the kids from school. And so we're so grateful that we have all this family around us. And our church family, thank you for the prayers and the support and the gift cards. It was, you moms know, kind of, you know, if the kids could, they would have called me and asked me what's for dinner while I was in there. And so it was nice not to have to think about food and dinner and all of it. So
it was like, this is about a week after Jubilee was here. We told Jeremiah to take the trash out, and you know, he's 10, he's testing his limits. And he had said something to Sarah, like,
yeah,
why can't you? And she's like, I just pushed a baby out. And he looked at her and said, yeah, a week ago.
Don't worry, he got it. We dealt with that.
Yeah, we did.
But yeah, so anyways.
So Miss Jubilee will be at church this upcoming Sunday.
Friday
night at the worship night. Now, don't be all asking to hold her because we're going to say no. So we've been trying to be, just because it's cold and flu season, as you all know, even our kids, you know, they all like to hold her. And I keep saying, well, you got to wait until Saturday because I need to make sure you didn't get anything from school on, you know, throughout the week, a cold or anything like that, just to keep her safe.
But yeah,
you all get to see her and do all that. So. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I apologize for last Wednesday night. We just threw out there that I had surgery and nobody knew anything, or I kind of put my head down and thought, okay, all right, well, it's out there now. And, but yeah, so just kind of we're hunkering down at home. Really.
But yeah. Everybody's getting back to normal this week and back in the office and all the good stuff's happening. Yeah, so you'll be out from work till
February.
Yep. And so this little girl is going to be coming with me February till you go out for summer break here into the office. So you might be my little co-host for a little bit. We'll see how that works. But yeah, so it might be the Jimmy and Jubilee show. We'll see what happens. But anyway, so yeah, so welcome back to Good Morning Live. We will be coming back this week at 8:30. So just mark your phones or whatever that we'll be back this week at 8:30. Yeah, thanks for coming on with me and just sharing your birthing story and introducing Jubilee to the world. But so again, thank you all for hopping on. And it's a great honor to have this online community and family as our natural family is growing that we get to celebrate with you all. And So I'll see you back here tomorrow on Good Morning Live. But before I do, actually, let me pray for you, because I always like to pray as you're getting your day started as well. So Father, we thank you for every person who's listening and watching right now, Lord, that maybe there's transition or change in their life, or even, you know, maybe it's not a natural birth, but a spiritual birth. There's just something on the horizon, Father. Lord, we just pray over every situation, every opportunity, every open door, and every closed door, Father, that you are the author of it. So Father, the same one who began the good work will be the same one who will complete the good work. So Father, for every person who's looking at transition right now, or change, or just a season of unknown, Father, we just speak your grace and your blessing over them today in Jesus' name. Let everything we do, everything we say today, be to your glory and your honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thank you so much for joining. I'm James. This is my wife, Sarah, and this is Jubilee Ann Epperly, who I keep waking up and keep getting mad about. So remember, I'll see you tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. But remember, God loves you. He's not mad at you. He has a wonderful plan for your life. Bye-bye for now.